First up today, here's the latest travel news.
Travel website TripAdvisor has released its top 10 Travellers' Choice hotels in Australia for 2010, with Melbourne and Victoria noticeably absent from the hotel list, but rating highly for the Colonial Tramcar dining experience and the Great Ocean Road Drive. Top hotel was Ovolo Woolloomooloo at an average annual price of $434 a night, followed by Pine Trees Lodge on Lord Howe Island, $1,387 a night, Ovolo 1888, Darling Harbour, $338, Peninsula Boutique Hotel Port Douglas, $405, Cortes Resort, Rockhampton, $157, Como The Treasury in Perth, $675, The Langham Sydney, $523, Qualia Hamilton Island, Queensland, $1,508, Meriton Suites Southport, $236, and the Freestyle Resort Port Douglas at $264 average annual fee. In Australia, Queensland had the most hotel winners with 75, New South Wales had 55, and Victoria featured 28 award-winning hotels. Globally, the United States had the most hotels at 165, Italy had 164, and Spain with 163 winners. As tourists, it seems we are overachievers, reaching 1.4 billion tourist arrivals in 2018, 2 years ahead of schedule, according to UNWTO World's Tourism Barometer. The Middle East up 10% and Africa up 7% grew above the world average, while Asia, the Pacific and Europe grew at 6%. For 2019, UNWTO forecasts a 3 to 4% increase, which is in line with historic growth trends. Arrivals to America, though, fell below the world average. The UNWTO says its latest report that recent tourism growth confirms that the sector is one of the most powerful drivers of economic growth and development. It's our responsibility to manage it in a sustainable manner and translate this expansion into real benefits for all countries and particularly to all local communities. Emirates Airlines is cutting its Sydney and Perth flights due to runway works at Dubai International Airport between April and May. It's to say maintenance can be completed on its southern runway. Up to 48 Emirates aircraft will be affected, causing a 25% reduction in the overall number of flights operated by the airline during this 45-day closure. Emirates will suspend some flights between Bangkok and Sydney from June 2019, and from 31st of March, only one daily Airbus service will operate non-stop from Dubai to Perth. Visitors to Australia are predicted to hit eight figures for the first time this year, with more than 10 million arrivals expected in 2019, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics. 8.8 million international travellers visited Australia in 2017, and with tourism growing at an average 8% each year since 2012, that number is expected to hit 10.3 million in 2019. Most visitors are expected to come from China and New Zealand, and they're predicted to lead the way. They brought 1.08 million and 1.04 million visitors respectively to Australia between January and September last year. Marriott International says it has successfully trained 500,000 hotel workers to spot the signs of human trafficking in its hotels and how to respond if they do. Marriott's president and CEO Arne Sorensen describes human trafficking as a horrific form of modern slavery that entraps millions of people around the world. He said, by educating and empowering our global workforce to say something if they see something, we are not just standing up for the most vulnerable in society, we're also protecting associates and guests. Marriott has more than 6,700 hotels and 1.1 million rooms across 110 countries. This Australia Day, January 26th, Australian wine drinkers can celebrate happy in the knowledge that our local winemakers have won 393 medals in the latest round of the International Wine Challenge. Described as the world's most rigorous, impartial and influential wine competition, Australia won 256 medals last year at the IWC, which represented a 54% increase this year, with 22 gold medals being won. Only one country, France, collected more gold. They got 23. And if you want to know what's on the list, the McGuigan Shortlist Chardonnay 2015 from Adelaide Hills was the joint highest scoring wine in the competition. It had 97 points, equal with a 97-point Chardonnay from William Fevre, a Chablis Grand Cru Vaudoisier 2016. Sorry about the French. And that was from the French region of Burgundy. And that's Travel Writers Radio News for this week.